As you know, the pandemic brought on the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And even with the promise of new vaccines, public health experts don't expect life to go back to normal anytime soon. So we must hunker down for the winter and focus on the light at the end of the tunnel to guide us into 2021. I'm referring, of course, to our personal finance expert, Jill Schlesinger. She's here to help us do some financial preparation. She's also CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome and happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much, and to you as well.
You know, you've talked about how the economy is undergoing a K-shaped recovery. So some people have seen their incomes actually grow during the pandemic. Millions more Americans out of work, on the longest food lines we've seen in modern memory. So just briefly, where are we in the recovery now?
You know, it is sort of the recovery went from, we had end of February, March, April, really awful. The economy was shut down and everybody was simply frozen. And then we had, after that, a thawing. And there was a lot of activity, June, July, August, September, even October. There was a lot of recovery. And we have recouped more than half of the jobs lost. We lost 22 million jobs over the course of two months. About 12 million of those are back. Little less than 10 million are still missing. So what that tells you is that, yes, it has been a really strong recovery, but we're not there yet. And as this economy was making progress, we had a surge in the virus and the economy is slowing down again.
And it was entirely predicted. You know, if people went out and traveled or gathered over Thanksgiving, we were told that there'd be a surge. And we're expecting another one after Christmas for the same reason. So start with tax season. Let's give people something to do. You know, how can you best prepare?
Economic stimulus checks, the $1,200 checks from the spring, the new $600 checks that are about to go out, those are not taxable. But if you collected unemployment benefits, either through your state or through the CARES Act programs, those dollars are taxable. And if you didn't withhold because maybe you couldn't afford to, you're going to need to plan on paying the tax due on that in April. For everyone else, maybe you're lucky enough, you got your job, go to the IRS website, irs.gov. They've got a withholding estimator. And you want to see, have I withheld enough money to pay my tax bill in April? That, to me, is the most important thing you can do. It's proactive and it's easy.
Yeah. And by the way, the IRS extended the deadline earlier this year when the pandemic hit. Do you think they'll do that again?
I do not think so. And I think that that was a really strange situation. And I think that many people got very confused around that. But just plan on April 15th again. So that will be your milestone that you're looking for. I also want to remind a lot of folks, we had a tax law change in 2017. And that tax law changed the actual definition of what you could deduct and what you couldn't. If you're an employee, you can't deduct anything. You're done. No miscellaneous business expenses. You really have to be careful with that. Let's just say that you're Robin, who is a contractor doing radio work on the side, right? If that's the case, if you're a contractor, you're self-employed, you're a gig worker, you can deduct some portion of your housing expenses. Remember that to qualify as a deduction, you have to have exclusive use of some portion of your home for conducting business on a regular basis, and it's got to be your principal place of business. So if you're shacking up with your parents down on the Cape and you want to try to figure out how to deduct a room of theirs, not going to work.
Right, right. Or your closet. By the way, early on in the pandemic, there were all these stories about how people decamped immediately to wonderful islands, and then things started to go really lopsided sideways. I mean, some of them found that there were financial rules in the places where they were decamped to. If you are somewhere else and you're working, not just in your house or your parents' house, are there any deductions you should think about there?
You know, I spoke to my friends over at the American Institute of CPAs, and I asked them about this, you know, what are the rules? And it was really interesting because about 20% of people are teleworking because of the pandemic and a lot of people outside of their normal place of residence. So AICPA recommends that you check out the number of days that you worked in any state or city, county, municipality, any other jurisdiction than your normal one. Just tally up those days for 2020. Then you're going to check with your primary residence rules about other jurisdictions, and you can make some adjustments to your withholding. Now, the good news is if you happen to have gone to a place that has a lower tax impact on you, you might have overwithheld. Okay, so you'll get a little tax refund come April. But it is worth going through this exercise because you may owe more, but you might be due some.
Yeah. You write in your blog, Jill on Money, that now's a good time to open a Roth IRA. That's the retirement account where you do pay taxes on the money that goes into the account, then paying after you retire when you take it out. Why are you recommending this now?
Well, I think a lot of people earned less money in the year 2020, and that may mean that you've dropped down in a tax bracket. So maybe you were in the 22% tax bracket, but now you're in the 12% tax bracket. So maybe you'd rather pay the 12% tax on your income right now, put the money into a Roth, and have it grow without any taxation, because down the line, it's unlikely you will remain in the 12% tax bracket. And also, I think that it's really worth saying here that individual tax rates are really at their lowest level in decades. So the old rule of thumb was put money away on a tax-deferred basis for retirement, because when you retire, you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket. I'm not sure that that is a rule of thumb anymore. We don't know. You could be in a higher tax bracket because maybe tax rates overall will be rising in the future.
Yeah, we saw over the past year, a lot of people took retirement, not of their own choice, years earlier than they thought they might because of the pandemic. So considerations there. 2020, crazy, crazy year for the stock market. Tech stocks booming with historic IPOs, Airbnb, DoorDash. And if you haven't invested in the stock market, is now a good time to get in?
I am a big fan of time in the market, not timing the market. If you had a freak out in March and you bailed out of everything you owned and went to cash, I understand that. So you can feel bad for yourself for about a second. Now get off your pity pot and let's get a plan of action to put your money back to work. And the easiest way to do this is to put it on autopilot. You say to yourself, all my money is sitting in cash right now. I am a long-term investor. I made a mistake. So I'm investing for 30 years in the future. I'm going to take 10% of the money and automatically have the money go into a diversified portfolio. And that way I'm going to stick with it. Okay? Now, I think that there's something really interesting here is that you don't have to know where the stock market's going next. What you have to know is where you are going next. If you have a lot of confidence in your ability to retain your job, if you've got an emergency reserve fund, if you've paid down your credit card debt and you're funding retirement accounts, then just keep at it.
No. Credit card debt, you mentioned if you've paid down your credit cards, what if you haven't? You know, we know so many people were relying on credit to pay bills. So how can people start paying off some of that debt?
When I was in the business of giving financial advice, I found that people who were able to actually pay down their debt became phenomenal savers, phenomenal. And here's why. Because we would walk them through this process and we'd say, okay, how much money are you spending? And now you are going to try to identify some amount of money, again, automatically that you can push towards your credit card debt or any outstanding, nefarious debt. And once you're done paying down that debt, really, you're turning a switch. It's like basically you're on a train track and you're sort of saying, okay, let me just switch it over to the right track. And that right track, instead of paying down debt, is going to go to saving.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money, with some ideas for how, you know, we can take control. I mean, that's really what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, the Jill on Money podcast used to be twice a week. And in March, we got inundated with emails and requests, and people were freaking out. And I said to my producer, I started laughing. I said, this is hysterical. As a certified financial planner, all the stuff that I say every single day, all year long, all these years, it just sort of comes back into vogue. It's like saying, you know, my mother says to me, really, you need a black suit. And you know, she's right. You need a black suit. So this is the black suit of your financial life. These are the things you need to be thinking about.
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger, thank you so much. And I just wish you the best of, you know, we all are trying to find hope and peace this holiday season. So I wish it to you. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
And if you missed anything, there was so much. Go to hereandnow.org.